NZ On Air Music presents Long Player.
And we have Frank Stein, or Dotty.
Hello.
Real name Dotty. Hey, how are you going?
A little bit hungover, but all right considering.
That's okay, you're looking great.
Thank you.
Bright and fresh.
Oh, if only people could see.
Not spooky at all. Spooky as in, you know, the little reference to, you know, a little album there.
Oh, I like what you did there.
Yeah, it is a very spooky little album. We're talking about a few tracks from it today. And there's a whole, like, theme of, I guess, Halloween and monsters and stuff. What attracted you to that? And also the name Frankenstein. It's like Frankenstein.
Yeah, it's Frankenstein, Frankenstein. I mean, I'm quite obsessed with monsters and zombies and ghosts and witches because I guess they fit outside social normativity. And then I kind of thought of Frankenstein as like Frankenstein integrated into society, and he has like a 9-to-5 job, and his like esteemed work colleagues call him Frank.
Oh my god, that's cool.
But I guess because I've only been making music for the last year, and all of my friends have been doing it since they were 12 or 13, so I've kind of felt on the outside of music for quite a long time. So I like witches and all those things because they're on the outside too. Or something, I don't know. It's a good position to be in though, I think. Yeah,
that's a really interesting thought, being on the outside. And I guess when your friends are all making music and you're like new to it, I don't know, I guess I slightly understand what you're saying. I'm not like I make music, but you're doing well. You're you know, a true musician.
Yeah. Oh, thanks. I still feel like a fake, but that's
all
right.
Oh, no, don't say that. I will talk about the first track, Lovely Bath Fart.
Yes.
It's one of my favourite song titles.
It's about having a nice bath and farting.
Did you, like, record any of that? Or
No, I named the song afterwards. No, there's no actual, like, bath noises in it. I just kind of was thinking about that one memory or something of when I had that bath and farted.
Yeah, I could imagine it being quite pleasurable.
Cool. TMI. TMI.
Anyways, let's listen to Lovely Bath Fart by Frank Stein.
Thank you.
It is very spooky.
Yeah. Just a little bit.
More.
The end bits are kind of like farts. That's me farting in the bath.
Little squeak.
Yeah.
Lovely Bath Fart by Frank Stein. Just off air, we're having a chat just about
being
women in music, in the music scene. And especially, Dotty, you're just starting to make music.
Yeah.
Why did you decide to start now?
Well, I would have happily started a long time ago, but for quite a long time I thought it was something that was like unattainable, or I needed like technical knowledge. And as I said, like all of my friends were doing it and were boys and were really good. I just, thought I wasn't good enough, which is really sad. But I got so jealous, I guess, of watching all these amazing bands play, especially in Auckland. There's quite a cool scene. And yeah, I was just like, I'm just gonna do it because
and you did it.
And I did it.
Go you.
Thanks.
The second track is Last Whale. What can you tell me about that one?
I guess that's like the most ambient song on the track. Yeah, I kind of thought of like a lonely ambient whale swimming in the ocean, calling out. I don't know.
Dotty, you're so imaginative. This is Last Whale.
Thank you.
This is Last Whale by Frank Stein. How do you go about with making your music?
Well, I usually record in one or two takes, and I'm kind of too lazy to re-record when I make a mistake, so I end up putting like a louder noise over the mistake. Yeah, I guess it's a bit like Tekken or like playing Street Fighter for me as well. It's just button bashing until I get a combo or something.
Well, it works out well. It's like, you know, I've never played Street Fighter, so I don't know much about that.
Yeah.
But like, yeah, good. Yeah, it's amazing.
Working with mistakes rather than against them.
Yes, yeah. Like a true artist.
Oh.
You know, in primary they would always tell you like, oh, if you do a mistake, you know, in art, they're like, never a mistake.
No such thing.
Yeah, exactly. The next one is Milk King.
Mm.
Anything about that one?
I guess that's the only one with lyrics. And it also has a electric organ that my friend Jake sold to me from Juice Roof for $25. Yeah.
What a bargain.
Yep.
It's a cool organ. I played it before.
Have you?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. I think it's got some stories, eh?
Yeah. I wonder how old it
was. It's pretty old. It makes random noises when I turn it on. I don't know. I think there's like a ghost in it or something.
Well, that works very well to the whole theme of spooky.
Yes.
This is Milk King.
Thank you. Soak in that stillness, hun. No cars, no neon lights, no hustle and bustle.
Yeah, not a whole lot of anything out here.
It's a bit boring, eh?
Get out of the city without getting out of the city. Head over to the Vic Theatre in Devonport. Movies, coffee, gelato. It's the seaside day trip you want with the little extras you need. The Vic Devonport. For what's on and more information, go to thevic.co.nz.
One day sale on today at Life Pharmacy. 15% off all fragrances, beauty and natural health. Plus, get living rewards points. Get in quick today only. Terms and conditions apply. See in store for details. Life Pharmacy.
Rob, Steve Coogan. Just got back from filming in New York.
They want me to do publicity.
A series of restaurant reviews. This time, a trip to Spain.
Rob and Steve are back for the latest in the acclaimed trip series. A heartfelt comedy of friendship, food reviews, and relentless celebrity impressions.
Come, come, Mr. Bond. You enjoy the scallop just as much as I do.
You should pay more attention to your chef. He's working for Her Majesty's government.
The Trip to Spain, out now on DVD and digital, thanks to Madman Entertainment.
Gaze upon a truer truth. Watch as cruel Mistress Entropy wraps her greedy lips around all of being. In a cosmic moment, we too will be smothered in the maternal belly of a nothing. Listen, can you hear the song the stars sing? In elegy of their own light.
Oh no, I'm so into that. I think I played it earlier.
Oh, good, good.
Stare eternity in the face. The Wednesday Water Forward Bridge, only on 95BFM.
Good, good.
Before the break there you heard Milk King by Frank Stein. And we've got one last track, which is No Bedtime.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not being able to go to sleep.
What's the latest you've stayed awake?
Well, I watched the sunrise last night.
And yeah, so you're talking on whatever, like 2 hours of sleep?
Yeah. Yep.
We're doing going right. Really, really well. No bedtime. What was it like recording this track?
I recorded it when I couldn't sleep one night, so it was like 4 or 5 in the morning, which hopefully my flatmates were all right with, but they're probably just like, one of those weird noises. But yeah, I guess it kind of like escalates and then it just kind of crashes, like when I can't sleep.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much for coming in. Where can people find you?
Just Bandcamp, I guess, and that's about it.
Frank yeah. Stein. So Frank
Space
Stein Bandcamp.com. And it's free download. Or not free. Buy now, name your price.
Oh well, yeah.
It is. So
you can have it for free.
Support as much as you like. Sweet, this is not a bedtime. Thanks so much, Dottie.
That's all right. Thanks for having me.
That was Long Player. Thanks, NZ On Air Music.